Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Tugboat Captain. Years ago, my business travel took me to the city of Louisville, Kentucky, which is nestled on the banks of the Ohio River. I would often stay at the Galt House Hotel to have a bird's eye view of the barge traffic carefully being guided down the river. Tugboat captains are charged with successfully navigating barges through a myriad of obstacles. I marveled at their precision. Have you ever seen yourself as the tugboat captain of your own life? You should. I invite you to listen to more. 1 Corinthians 6:19 states the following: Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? The Catholic Catechism reemphasizes this point in paragraph 2280 by saying it this way: We are stewards, not owners, of the life God has entrusted to us. Think about what I just said. The Bible tells us that we are not the owners of our own life. God has merely entrusted us to be stewards of the life He gave us. Stewardship is nothing new. God has always expected His people to be good stewards. Jesus often spoke of stewardship. Stewardship challenges us to recognize that everything we have is a gift from God. We can take credit for nothing. This includes life itself. Most of us tend to think of stewardship as the way we are called to handle our time, talent, and treasure. Too often, we have overlooked the theological reality that we are also stewards of our very existence. This can be a perplexing reality to wrap our mind around. Being a steward of ourselves is a powerful concept to ponder. It is also an awesome responsibility. As Christians, we are asked to disassociate us from us. We are instructed not to identify ourselves as ourselves. Instead, we must learn to accept the role of being the steward of ourselves. Our challenge is this: we must learn to mentally and spiritually step outside of ourselves and cooperate with God in the effort to guide and direct ourselves to our eternal home, while of course fulfilling our discipleship mission along the way. To help us grasp just what it means to be a steward of ourselves, we can employ the imagery of each of us as the tugboat captain who guides ourselves through the river of life. The good news is that we are not alone in this navigational challenge. We know that Jesus is always at our side. He sends the Holy Spirit to guide us as well. He has also given us our guardian angel, and He has placed other people into our life to help us with any needed course corrections. Let's take a look at two examples. The first one helps us to see how we can get outside of ourselves when dealing with our own sinful condition. The second example reveals a new way of dealing with the wounds we have that are caused by others. Let's suppose you are someone who continually gossips about others. Rather than saying, "I am a gossiper," consider expressing yourself this way: "I am someone who at times is prone to gossip." We are not defined by our sins. By stepping outside of ourselves and seeing ourselves in the role of a steward, we can use a new form of self-talk and experience a healthier view of life. Looking from outside of ourselves, we might gain a better vantage point to see the obstacles in our way. Here's yet another example. Perhaps you are someone who is mistreated as a child, or someone who's still being mistreated today. This mistreatment might have been, or still is, in the form of physical abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse, or bullying by someone. The natural tendency is for you to see yourself as a victim. If, however, you can change your frame of reference and now see yourself as the steward put in charge by God to carefully guide the person who is victimized, in this case yourself, you might gain a new spiritual insight that will help you chart your course in life. Seeing yourself as the steward of the victim rather than as the victim might give you a higher viewing platform to spot any turbulent waters lying ahead. A tugboat captain is responsible for safely guiding the valuable cargo through the treacherous waterways. There are unseen shoals, rocky shorelines, shallow sandbars, bridges crossing over the river, and other navigational obstructions. A trained tugboat captain has knowledge of these obstacles in advance. If we accept the responsibility to be the tugboat captain of our life, we might gain the ability to act in anticipation of problems rather than reacting to them after they occur. As the tugboat captain, we can calmly assess all of the issues and then call on the assistance of our Lord to carefully help guide us to safer waters. Now, will you please pray with me? Lord God, please instill in me the ability to step outside of myself and help me to gain new insights with the assistance of your Holy Spirit to be better prepared to deal with any difficulties and hardships that are in my path. Make me a good steward of my life. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.